As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
The lady tonight.
This year we mark a golden anniversary. The Union Plaza opened on July 2, 1971. It has quite a history, and so does its location. The address, No. 1 Main Street, is just a few steps away from a historical marker. There on May 15, 1905, the San Pedro, Los Angeles, and Salt Lake Railroad auctioned off the heart of what today we call downtown Las Vegas. The next year, the railroad completed construction of a Spanish-style depot. It tore down that depot to replace it with a station done in the streamlined modern style, a kind of Art Deco. It opened in 1940. That depot came down when plans for the Union Plaza were ready. The key player in putting it all together was Frank Scott. In 1936, when the Union Pacific sent his father here to work, his son soon began working at a Texaco station on Fifth Street, today Las Vegas Boulevard South. It was owned by Berkeley Bunker, then an assemblyman and later a U.S. senator and congressman. Scott later owned several businesses, became CEO of First Western Savings, and bought and renovated the Mizpah Hotel in Tonopah, which today the Klein family has since bought and restored. Scott was interested in building an underground parking garage on the old Union Pacific property. When he talked to the railroad company, one of the executives said something about a hotel. Scott dreamed of owning a hotel and thought that would be an excellent spot. He negotiated for several years until he acquired 61 acres of land nearby. You may be familiar with what today is on that 61 acres, the World Market Center, the Lou Ruvo Center, and the Smith Center, to name but a few. Scott also brought in some partners. One investor was my predecessor in the U.S. Senate, Howard Cannon, who represented Nevada for 24 years. The others were an all-star team of legendary Nevada gaming figures, including Sam Boyd, who'd worked on California cruise ships before starting as a dealer at the El Rancho Vegas. He also was a Sahara executive and then general manager of the Mint. In the early 1960s, he and his son Bill and some partners bought a casino in Henderson, the El Dorado, that became the foundation of what later was the Boyd gaming empire. Jackie Gunn served at the Tonopah Army Airfield during World War II. He started out at the Flamingo, but soon moved downtown. He bought the Las Vegas Club, and then the El Cortez. He and Mel Exper opened the Western Hotel and Bingo Parlor in 1970. He later invested in the Boulder Club and the Golden Nugget. J. Kell Housers Jr. came to Las Vegas after his father began investing in casinos and other business properties. In the 1930s, Housels went to West Point and then Stanford Law and started practicing law in Las Vegas. But he decided to follow the career that his father had pursued. Kell Sr. owned the El Cortez and then the Tropicana, cashing out mob interests in the process. Kell Jr. negotiated the deal to bring the Follies Bergère to the Tropicana and took on more responsibility for the Trop's operations. The Housels and their partners sold the Trop in 1968, but they still had the Showboat near where Fremont turned into the Boulder Highway. We'll talk more about the Dream Team and what they came up with. This is Senator Richard Bryan, urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.